Dear Eva, April 14th. Almost a month since you wrote to me, and you have possibly forgotten your state of mind. I doubt it, though. You seem the same as always, and being you, hate every minute of it. Don't. Learn to say fuck you to the world every once in a while. You have every right to. Just stop thinking, worrying, looking over your shoulder, wondering, doubting, fearing, hurting, hoping for some easy way out, struggling, grasping, confusing, itching, scratching, mumbling, bumbling, grumbling, humbling, stumbling, numbling, rambling, gambling, tumbling, scumbling, scrambling, hitching, hatching, bitching, moaning, groaning, honing, boning, horse-shitting, hair-splitting, nitpicking, piss-trickling, nose-sticking, ass-gouging, eyeball-poking, finger-pointing, alleyway-sneaking, long-waiting, small-stepping, evil-eyeing, back-scratching, searching, perching, besmirching, grinding, grinding, grinding away at yourself. Stop it and just do. From your description, from what I know of your previous work and your ability, the work you were doing sounds very good. Drawing, clean, clear, but crazy like machines, larger and bolder, real nonsense. That sounds fine, wonderful. Real nonsense, do more. More nonsensical, more crazy, more machines, more whatever. Make them abound with nonsense. Try and tickle something inside you, your weird humor. You belong in the most secret part of you. Don't worry about cool. Make your own uncool. Make your own world. If you fear, make it work for you. Draw and paint your fear and anxiety. And stop worrying about big, deep things such as to decide on a purpose and way of life, a consistent approach to even some impossible end or even an unimagined end. You must practice being stupid, dumb, unthinking, empty. Then you will be able to do. I have much confidence in you, and even though you are tormenting yourself, the work you do is very good. Try to do something bad. Try to do some bad work. The worst thing you could think of is see what happens, but mainly relax and let everything go to hell. You are not responsible for the world. You're only responsible for your work, so just do it. And don't think that your work has to conform to any preconceived idea, form, or flavor. It can be anything you want it to be. But if life would be easier for you if you stopped working, then stop. Don't punish yourself. However, I think that this is so deeply ingrained in you that it would be better for you to do. It seems I do understand your attitude somewhat anyway, because I go through a similar process every now and again myself. I have an agonizing reappraisal of my work and change everything as much as possible and hate everything I've done and try to do something entirely different and better. And maybe that kind of process is necessary to me, pushing me on and on. And well, the feeling that I could do better than that shit I just did. Maybe you need your agony to accomplish what you do, and maybe it goads you on to do better, but it's very painful, I know. It would be better if you had the confidence just to do the stuff and not even think about it. Can't you leave the world and art alone? Also, quit fondling your ego. I know that you or anyone can only work so much, and the rest of the time you are left with your thoughts. But when you work, or before you work, you have to empty your mind and concentrate on what you are doing. After you do something, it is done, and that's that.